We were Bavaria last time. We spoke about the union of Chayrus, and we saw the Maral's definition of Chayrus. Pashtus in the word Chayrus is that a mensch ben chayrin has no shibut to anyone else. And that he's omid bifnei atzmai, and that's why matzah, which has no additives, it's just the kemach and water. That's why matzah is be'etzem besamel cheirus. Cheirus is the mensch on his own. And we saw that the Sipor Noi says, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Achoydish Hazel Ochem, was the beginning of Mitziyuschem HaBechiri, the Be'etzem, the Odom on his own, as the Koach HaBechira, calls Zman we were Meshubit to Para, we couldn't be Boicher, we were Meshubit to Para, our time was Meshubit to Para, our Kufim were Meshubit to Para. But Yitzis Mitzrayim is Hare Atem Birshuschem, you now became Bochrim, Boichrim. A bochrim. A bocher has to be a bocher. We asked, Ari Chazal tell us in Obis Perig Vav, Eilecho ben chayrin elamisha oisek batoira. That we saw Rabbeinu Yoina. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the chalois of Avdus, the beginning of Avdus, the beginning of that koyach ha-bechira, and how to use the bechira comes from when we have Torah. But the Chazal's loshen, ein lecho ben chayrin elam misha oisek ba-Torah, needs a bio. And the be'etzim chayrus, and the mensch comes and is oimed bifnei atzmoi, only comes mikoyach ha'esek b'toira. We need to be mevayer. These days we're working towards the zman matan Torah. What's the bi'ur ha'dvorim? The mashgiach zechitzanu v'kodesh livrocha asked the poshta kasha. In Krishma, in Parshas Vayomer, the Torah tells us, because Shmuel who says, "Lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, asher atem zoinim achareim." But the Mashgiach refrained. Mashgiach asked, "Who are we talking to? Lo sasuru, you shouldn't go like a tourist, going just without any cheshbon." Going after your hearts and your eyes. So who is the mensch? Who are we talking to? I mean, we think that the Iker mensch is the Lev, Adam, his Ritzoinus. And here you see it's not. Lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem, asher atem zoinim achareim. You're going wrong. You're going off the right path if you go after them. So who's the you? And Lamaisa, we can ask the same question. Rabbeinu Yoina, we've bought Kama Pahomim, Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in the Biur of Charoto, says Rabbeinu Yoina, when he speaks out how a person should be mischaret, he says a person should say to himself, Eichech lafti ba'olam choylev, olam oimeid, lo'ad lo'olam, Eich nimshalti ka behemos nidvesi v'alachti achre yitzri. How I change, I exchanged olam abo for a world which is choylev, temporary. How did I become like a behemoth? Nimshalti ka behemos v'alachti achre yitzri, and I went after my yetzer kesus keferidein hovin. And I wandered away from the Derech of Seichel. Again, who are we talking to? V'hine aboirei nofach ba'api nishmas chayim chochmas lev v'toyva seichel. And a mensch has to say to himself, the boire breathed into me a heilige nishmas chayim. And the nishmas chayim is chochmas lev, it's tremendous chochme, v'toyva seichel. So who's the me? That the Borei Olam is nofach ba'api. Who are we talking to? Who am I? And his mamshich, the nishmas chayim, chochmas lev, v'toyv haseichel, lahakiroi, to be makir Hashem, mikoyach the nishmas chayim, the chelik elokam imal, we have a koyach to be makir Hashem, chochmas lev, uleyira milafonov, v'toyv haseichel, v'limshol baguf v'kol toldoisov. And the neshama, which also has toiv haseichel, is meant to be moishel baguf for kol toldoisov. Kashe himshilo al shah balei chayim she'ino medabrim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamshil the odom on all the animals, yashir yokro be'enov nichbodo. Ve'achre ashe bavuzois nivreisi vayhi bihepech mize elom elichayim. Mensch goes away from the Derech Haskel. Haskel, the Chore, means to make the Seichel befoil. It's Haskel's Hifil Loshen, to cause the Seichel to act. Odom Toyim Derech Haskel. Then what's he living for? There's no point in living. Person wanders away from the Derech Haskel. So who are we talking to? Elamai. You see that Be'etzim, the Iker Ha'odom is the Boicher. And the Shaila is, how is he Boicher? Was he Boicher to go after the Taivas? Or was he Boicher to go after his Neshama? Was he boicher to go after his seichel? And the Mashgiach used to quote from Rabbi Yeruchim, which you can find in the Sefer of Rabbi Yeruchim Shmuzin, Das Chochma Musa, Chelik Aleph, which nowadays is printed in, most people have it in the set, the blue set, which has Ar Yisrael and Chochma Musa of the altar from Kelm. So then that set, it's Chelik Dalet. In the beginning, the Hagdama, it talks about Rabbi Yeruchim, and it brings there, on page 9, a quote from a kuntres, from his kuntres, his Pinkas HaKabbalus, which he made when he was young, it says. And he wrote there, Rabbi Yeruchim wrote there, Shavti v'ra'isi, ki eina ni b'rishus atzmi. He says, I see that I'm not in my own rishus. Ki im b'yad acherim mamish. I'm controlled by others. Who are the others? V'hu ha'choyme im avoysov etoldoysov. And that is the guf, the gashmius of the guf, the taivis of guf. Asher heim sholtim b'kirbi. They're the ones who are sholet. Not only are they sholit, ki gam yitnu shoychad la seichel la toise b'divreim hamakshim, and in yoni achoyme the taiva is mekalkel the seichel. Ashe ach legarish es odom min atoiv zeh kol retzoynam. And what's the taivas, the yin chomius? What's it all about to be take a mensch away from the emes atoiv? Lochein, Zochter Rabbi Yeruchim, Kibalti olai b'li neder, Lelamed atzmi la'asoysis hadas, the moishel b'kirbi. What should be the moishel? Das. Ulai yazreini Hashem. And he was mekabel on himself, he says, to go against his rotzen 5 times a day. The Ike Ha'odom is the boicher. And the shayla is, the boicha has to be mashlit the das ala adam. And that's what Rabbi Yoina says about the neshama. The neshama is nishmas chayim, says lahakiroi. That's one chelik of the neshama. The chelik of the kamimah, the kedushas on the neshama, which could be makia kodesh baruch hu. But the chelik of the neshama is chochmas lev. What's chochmas lev? The lev was the whole problem. That the lev goes away, and the lev does things which goes after the taiva. Oh, but the neshama is a koach to be mashlit chochmas lev, to bring the chochma, to bring the seichel, to bring the das into the lev. V'toivas, and that's what he says, le'yiro milafonov. When a person activates his chochmas lev, then he can come to yiro. And toivas seichel which is toiv, not the, there's two types of seichel. There's the seichel which is meshubet to the guf, and the guf uses that seichel, conquers that seichel, and then the taivas use the seichel to bring out their taivas, to improve their taivas, to make Rachmana Litzlan faster technology, so a person can have his taiva in the second he wants to have his taiva. He shouldn't have to wait chalila a mini second for his taiva, and he puts all his seichel into it. V'chule, v'chule. All that, that's not toiva seichel. Oh, but the neshama is a koach of toiva seichel. And toiva seichel is limshol baguf v'chol tol doisov. Mikoach that toiva seichel, which comes from the neshama, a seichel elyon, a heiliger seichel, which a person can use to be moishel on his guf, and that's the tachlis. The Lamaisa in this posuk, which Rabbeinu Yonah brings here, Adam Toyam Yiderech Haskel. So in Mishle, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Hakavona biyitziris ha'adam. It's Mishle Chof Aleph, posuk Tesayin. So to Rabbeinu Yonah, Hakavona biyitziris ha'adam, shetim shal ha'nefesh ha'chochma betaiva. That's what he says over here in Shari Tshuva. Achrei ba'asher ba'avul zois nivresi. This whole inyan of being mamshil, the toiva seichel on the guf. Achrei asher ba'avul zois nivresi. Has created for that. But here is Moisif one nekuda. In Mishnah he says, Akavonu b'yitzir sa'odim shetim shal ha'nefesh ha'chochma b'taiva. And that is how he has to be Oved Hashem with this inyan of being mamshil his seichel on his guf. Tavoid es aboire bezois. That's Avodas Hashem. In the end of Parsha Shmini, the Sifra brings in, the Pasuk says, Viskadishnem v'yisen kedoshim, ki kodesh ani. After all of Parsha Shmini, the Hilchas Kashas, Tumah and Tahara, the Pasuk sums it up and says through this, ki ani Hashem elokeichem, v'hiskadishnem, you should be mekadish yourselves, v'yisen kedoshim, ki kodesh ani, because I am kodesh. What's the pshat? How do we compare the Kedushas Adam to Kedushas Hashem? How do we say that you should be Kedoshim because I'm Kodesh? So the Sifra, Keshem Shani Kodesh, Kach Atem Eyu Kedoshim. The Pasuk is, you have to be Kodesh like I'm Kodesh. Keshem Shani Porush, Kach Atem Eyu Purushim. Like I'm Porush, you should be Porush. It's a Pliatsuma. How can we compare? They said the Kedushas Hashem, the precious of Hashem, Hashem Yisbarach, there's no shaykhus to any chomius, there's no any shaykhus of guf, v'chule. So rather, Kodesh Baruch is Kodesh, Mufresh and Mufdal, from Kashmius, from chomius, from the guf. So the Torah is Mechayev, that we should have the same level of Kedushim. Yisem Kedoshim ki Kodesh Oni. Something common Aaron. There's a Kadmoin who's Mefarish the Sifra, and it's brought with a lot of Svarim, this common Aaron. The common Aaron defines what's the Pshat Kedusha. Pirish Kedusha Mahi. What's the Pshat Kedusha? Ba'omroi, Keshem Shani Porosh Migashmus, Kachatentiu Prushim Migashmus. Says the Korban Aaron, when the Sifra says that we have to be separated from Gashmus, from Chomius, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, the Pshat is, Shelo Yania Eschem Leshum Pule Mipule Sataiva Vano Gashmis Klal Eloheiro Asaseich Levad. What should motivate a person to do any Maisa? That it should, any maisa the person does, any pu'ula, should not come mipu'ula sa taiva v'ano agashmis. Shouldn't come that the cheshbon is taiva and ano agashmis. Only heras aseicha levad. Use his taiva. Use his gashmis. Use his guf about piyaseicha. Kizel geder kedusha, zokto. That is the Geder of Kedusha. That's the definition of Kedusha. This week's parasha, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Oni. The same Yesod. How can we have the Kedusha of Hashem's Kedusha, Ki Kodesh Oni? Pshat is, HaKodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything Mikoach HaTaiva. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Kiviyochu Kuloi Seichu. And everything he does, Kiviyochu, is mikoyach hachochme v'aseichem. And the Torah is mechayev the mensch to live his life, his gashmistika life, al piseichem. Kizeu geder kedusha. Now we understand, when the Torah says, kedoshim tiyu, prushim tiyu, so the Ramban says, prushim tiyu means like the Talmidei Chachamim are called prushim. Talmid Chacham called Prushim because the Talmid Chacham lives his life al Piseichu. It's interesting that the Gaon brings this Korban Aaron in the Bi'ah Gro in Orach Chaim Reish Lamed Aleph. That's a whole simen on Sheyu Maaseichem Neshem Shamayim. Lemaisa, the whole of that simen is the Loshen of Rabbeinu Yoina in Ovis, in last week's Perek Beis. But I'll call upon him. Over there, the Gaon brings this Korban Aaron, and he says, with this we understand an apparent stira. The Gemara in Ksuba says that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when Rebbe was Nifta, he lifted up his 10 fingers, and he says, he's made that he wasn't Nene Me'olam Aser, Afilu, Kemoli Etzba Ketana. Didn't get any anor from Olam Hazeh. Meidach Kisa, everybody knows, Rashi brings it in Toldos, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, the Rebbe had a table, very, very lavish table, and had tznoin the whole year, choshuva vegetables, even got them from places where they weren't growing seasonally. So why did he have such a choshev a table if he wasn't there for Olam Hazeh? And the Rishonim asked the kasha, the Rishonim have a teretz, and when the Gaon says, the feed is Korban Aaron, we understand the Pshat. The Pshat is, that he did eat from that table. He did eat from the lavish things that he had. But he wasn't there. It wasn't for his Hanor. It was Kuloi Al Piseichel. Everything that he took from Olam Hazeh was Kuloi Al Piseichel. And that's called Kedusha. That's why he was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So how do we get to this Madrega? The Maisa, what we're talking about, this Madrega, is really the Madrega, the Inyan of Zahiris. That the Mesiras Yesharim defines Zahiris. Hine in Perik Beis, Okta, Hine Inyan Azihir, Hu, Shehe Odom, Nizhar, Bamaisov, Binyanov, Kloima, Mizboinein umafakeach al maisov udrochov hatovim heimim loy. That a person should be mizboinein on his maisim. Nevilti azoiv nafshe de sakonos avodoin velo yelech bimahalach hergeilo ki ive bafelo. And he shouldn't just do things like the Taiva dictates without a cheshbon. Everything he does, he should be mizboinein. What is the right thing to do? What's the MSLP Torah? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And to control all his maisim, alpi his seichel. It's interesting, in the Hemshech of the Perek, he says that a person, the Yetzer Hara, knows that if a person will be mizboinein on his drochim, then he's finished. The Yetzer is finished. So, from the Atzus HaYetzer, is not to leave a person at any time to think. V'ayinu shayu roitfim v'holchim bimrutzas hergelam v'darchem ibli she'anichu zman la'atzman l'dakte kal v'amaisim v'adrochim. And he says that this was the Eitzah of Paro HaRosha. What was the idea that Paro said, Tevin lo yinosin lahem, make the work even harder? Shehoyim miskavin, sheloy levad, sheloy laniach lahem, revach klal, leval yitnu lei, v'yosim eitzah kenegdoi. His kavodah was, first of all, that they shouldn't have any thoughts of being moirid against him and wanting to go to Cheres, wanting to leave. Abazokten even more Elohim Mishtadel Lafria Libo Mikolis Boinunus. But his idea was they shouldn't even have any time to think. Bekoyach Hasmodas or Avoido Habilti Mafsekis. The Mikoyach, that they're working the whole time. They don't have any time to think. How many people, Nebuch, when they've joined in the working world, and they get into such a matzav, the taka is so busy, taka don't have any time to think. Because you had time to do any mitzvahs, and suddenly you don't have any time to sit down and think and make a cheshbon. Am I living al pi seichel? And who knows how many bnei Torah fall into that same trap? You're busy learning, but think. What's the learning mechayev? What's the Torah mechayev? That's the chashivas of having at least a kvias of a seder musa, time to learn musa, be kvias, so that a person should have time to think. Where's he going? And even a balabas needs to have a seder musa, time when he's got to think, where is he going? So he can lead his life al pi seichel. This is the way the Yetzirah works. It doesn't leave us any time. It doesn't let us think. The Mesillas Yeshayim tells us, had you come to Zahiris, HaTorah mevia lidei Zahiris. Through Limud HaTorah. The Limud HaTorah, when a person has also is learning Amanos Lassos, when his Limud HaTorah is mechuvin to the Lamaisa as well, that the object of his learning is to grow in Ruchnius, then Torah can be maybe only Dezahiris. And that's the how the Chovis Avovis in Shara Avodas Elokim, Perik Beis, he's Masbir, that a person is made up of seichel and guf, taivas. But the taivas of a person have 13 years kadima to his seichel. His seichel comes when he reaches gadus. Oh, but when a person is born, when a baby is born, what's the first thing he does? Cries and demands to eat. Unka said as he grows up, he wants to fress. And then other midas roas click in. He realizes the center of attention. His gaiva builds up, his desires for covet, his desires for attention, his kina to his other brothers and sisters, v'chule, v'chule. So he says, like everything, the more a person uses something, the stronger it becomes. And if a person uses his taiva, that every person grows up using his taiva for 13 years, his taiva is much stronger than his seichel. So the situation necessitates that you need something which, if we use it properly, then it's not shayach, he's not using it for the evari ha'adam, the guf isn't using it, the taivas aren't using it. But the seichel ha'elyon, the seichel ha'kodesh, that's going to use this inyan. The seichel needs something that it should be to say that the seichel will use this to become stronger. Vehi ha'toira, and that's toira. When a person learns toira, and he uses his seichel to understand the toira. And the Torah is amenos la'asos. And the Torah is mechuvin to running his life. But the seichel, the Torah has nothing to do with taiva. Asher bishtamesh haseichel ba, when the seichel uses the Torah, yachzik. First of all, the seichel becomes stronger. The more a person learns Torah in the proper oifen, the stronger the seichel becomes. And he can be oimid against the taivas. The yizach, and it becomes pure. The yazir, and it shines. The yidchem me'al ha'odom, asichlus, agoveres, al nafshoy, and it can push off the stupidity, the derech ha'taiva, which is a derech of opposite of seichel. Hamonaz oiso mer ois advorim al amitoso, which prevents a person, when the sichlus is goveris, and the taivas are goveris, the person doesn't see straight. He doesn't see things in the right way. Umehanichom amechoneim, he doesn't use them correctly. Kamash, Torah Hashem tmima, meshivas nofesh. First of all, the Torah is meshivas nofesh. It's mechazik the nefesh. It brings back the nefesh. As opposed to now he can fight the taivas. Eidus Hashem ne'mona machkim as pesi. V'yizach, can I get V'yizach, gives him purity, makes him, gives him seichel. The pesi, who's mefute, who's enticed by the taivas, Torah gives him chochmah. Pegudi Hashem yesharim mesamche leiv, and he gives him yazhir, gives him simcha. Mitzvos Hashem boram miras einayim. And the Torah lights up his eyes and makes him see things in the correct light. It's davke Torah. When we learn Torah in the right way, Torah amanos la'asos, Torah which is also mechuvan to thinking about how am I going to live al pi Torah. That's why even if we learn a lot of lomdas and the lomdas and the sugyas don't always learn it lamaisa. So if a person learns halacha, a person learns musa, and a person thinks about what's the mashmos of being a ben Torah, what's the mashmos of being an eved Hashem, then the Torah, the kedushas haTorah, is mechazik his seichel, and he can live a life of seichel against his taiva. He can reach Kedusha, which is the Korban Aaron's Geder of Kedusha. Well, if he's there, we can understand the Choyra, or the Pshat, in the Chazal. Ein lecho ben Choyrin, ela misha oisek batoyra. Only through Eisek HaToyra does the mensch become himself. Does he become a real boicher? Does he become birshus atzmoy, hari atem birshuschem? Because without the Torah, like Rabbi Yerucham says, he's birshus acherim. Acherim misholtim alof. And his bechira is not a proper bechira. He's not bechirin mitzad yisaychel, mitzad who the etzem Adam is. It's not the etzem Adam. It's the goof, the taivas are pulling him, schlepping him here, there. Society schleps him here and there. Yetzara ha-pnimi, yetzara ha-chitzoini. Ama mikarach ha-toyra. The mensch can become himself. And where did Chazal see this? From the Luchos, Shenema Chorus ala Luchos. Al Tikri Chorus ala Cheros. What's the Pshat? Al Tikri, mentioned many times. When Chazal say Al Tikri, it's not Stam Allah. Okay, plain words. It says Chorus, no, it says Cheros. Well, Al Tikri, Al Tikri anything. Al Tikri Chorus ala Chocolate. Great words, it's a Stam. A play on words. The Agadatim Mavayer, that when Chazal say that, they're being choyder to the Oimeka Inyan. The Luchos are a very interesting thing. The Torah was Chorus ala Luchos. The words of the Torah were engraved from one side to the other. Now, Luchoyra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Luchos, he could have written the Aseres HaDibros with ink on the Luchos. Elamai, you'll tell me, no, but maybe with the Zman, the ink will wear away. Well, first of all, the whole Luchos was a Ness, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make ink which was indelible ink, which will last forever, and we'll always see the Aseres HaDibros on the Luchos. The first of all, the Torah was not written in ink. If it would have been written in ink, then the pshat would be that there's the luchos, which is the guf, the metzias, the chomrias, and the Torah. They're two separate things. The first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved the Torah, chorus ala luchos. It comes to shape the luchos. It gives the tzura of the luchos. It's not a separate metzias. The Torah is mashlit itself on the chomrias, on the luchos, on the metzias haguf. But more than that, the Maral says that the etzim Torah was nirtav me'evreim. It went through from one side to the other. It wasn't just engraved onto the stone halfway or 2 inches or whatever. It was engraved in the stone. No. The etzim Torah has no shaychus to gashmias. It goes from one side to the other. It doesn't have the etzim Torah doesn't have a shaychus to the chomrias, to the luchos, to the evet, because the etzim Torah is ruchni. The etzim Torah, like the Chovis Avava says, the seichel needs something which is not mishtamish to the evari haguf. There's no shaychus to the guf. It's not a chokhmah which is to help the guf. When a person studies the Limudei Chitzonim, so all those b'sofer shadavar about the guf, about to help the guf, to make life better here, to even medicines, to cure people, to make life more comfortable here, to understand more about the physical world. Oh, but it's not yotze from the world. Oh, but Torah is no shaykhis, be'etzim the chokhmah sa Torah is a chokhmah ilah. A chokhmah which is me'al haguf, me'al hachomrius. And therefore it goes from one side to the other. It doesn't have any shaykhis to the chomrius. But that is it's a Torah which at the end of the day could be chorus ala luchois, can engrave itself onto the luchos and be mashlit itself, shoylet ala guf. Chochmas alev, toivas seichel, limshol beguf, says the Rabbeinu Yoyla. And that's the tachlis of the Bria. That's all we're created for. This idea of this tzivui, kedoshin tiyu, which the Ramban says is a klolistika tzivui. It's what the Torah is all about. What does it mean to be a Kaddish? To be a Kaddish means to be a Bar Seichel. And how do we get to that? Through our Limud HaTorah. Ein lecha ben chayrin ela mi she'oseik b'Torah. When a person's oseik b'Torah, he can become himself. He can become a real person. He can become a person who he's shoyret al atzmoi. Harayatem birshuschem, what Paro said. Harayatem b'nei choyrin, atem birshuschem. Mitziusi abechiri. That's our mitzius abechira. So the beginning was Yitzis Mitzrayim. True. That was the beginning. But how can a human being be koine that madriga of chayrus? Arei's got a guf, and the taivas aguf are very strong, and they've been working a lot longer than his seichel. How can a person be mechazik his seichel? So the seichel should be shalit on the guf, and the seichel is the etzim adam. The boicher, the etzim adam. Not other things that should be shalit on the guf. The derech haskel. How can a person come to that? Through limud haTorah. And that's what we've done for. The first bakoshin Shemun Esrei is choneinu meyitcho deyo bino v'haskel. From you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And the nuschos is chochma bino v'das. Das and haskel is haynu hach. Das is living a life of seichel. Das is that a person's mashlit, his chochma, his bino on his guf. Das always means to connect, to connection. Das is to connect the chochma bina to the guf. Atol choyni l'odom das, every human being has das, m'lavi l'enosh bina. Oh, but they misuse, the time of misuses that das. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, choneinu meyitcho. We want something special. We want from you that chochma bina v'das, Deyo bino v'haskel, the koyach to live a life of seichel. Baruch ato Hashem, choynein ha-do'as, not stam das, ha-do'as. The das, the real das, the das which is the etzem odom, a das which mikoyach halimud ha-toyrah, that I can live al pi toyrah. That's the koyach hadas. Umimela, the next bakosha is hashivei no mina nesoyo secho, so that we can activate that das. The korveinu malkeinu lavoido secho, machazireinu b'seshuvo shleima lefonecho. Alavai in these weeks, but it's not so poshut. Our nisyonos are very great. Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva is set up. A virtual yeshiva through Zoom, gewaltig gezach, that people can actually see each other, v'chule. But im kol zeh, tzein adoyme, to sit in a base medrash full of bochrim, full of rebbeim. This is the challenge. Who am I? Like, am I be the ben das? These weeks, after the zman cheruseinu, I have to become the real Ben Choyrin, the Oisek Batoyrin.